on autonomy and responsibility. There is a relationship which defines much of how we interact and how we are treated, which is rather infrequently discussed, which I think bears some examination. As kids, this relationship is ever shifting, and as adults, you'll have to decide on where you are comfortable finding balance. I am talking here about the relationship between responsibility, that set of things for which you shoulder the burden for accomplishing, and autonomy, the amount of personal freedom you get to exercise. As kids, you have relatively few responsibilities, and because of this, those who take on the burden of your care also take on the burden of your choices, thus limiting your autonomy. As you grow and mature, you will naturally desire a greater degree of autonomy. And as parents, it is our job to offer you both the kind and the amount of autonomy that matches your development, your personality, and your maturity level. It is also true that as you desire more autonomy, you must also assume greater responsibility. It would be unreasonable to ask that you be allowed unfettered autonomy without assuming the mantle of responsibilities to match. As adults, unless you strike it very, very rich, you will have to find for yourself a balance between the amount of responsibility you take on and the amount of autonomy you desire. If you require a high degree of autonomy, you want to make the most decisions in your life about where you go and who you will become. Then you will also have to take on most of the responsibility for your own care and well-being. Every relationship that affects the amount of responsibility that you have, in turn affects your autonomy. Take, for instance, the difference between living alone and living with a roommate. Should you choose to reduce the burden of financial responsibility for paying for housing by sharing your rent with a roommate, you will have reduced your responsibility, but you will also have less autonomy. With a roommate, you can't leave clutter and mess in common areas. You can't walk around naked or treat the entirety of the space as your own, at least not without having to go find a new roommate in short order. Your lessened responsibility means less autonomy, and that may be just fine, but you should know that there is no offloading of responsibilities that does not correspond to lesser autonomy. Spend some time thinking about your need for autonomy, your tolerance for responsibility, and how they interact with one another. So that if you're a person in need of a high degree of autonomy, you will understand the greater burden of responsibility that you bear. Or if you have a lesser tolerance for responsibility, understand the ways that offloading that responsibility affects and reduces your autonomy. It's not important which balance you choose to strike, and it may change over time, but it is important to understand this relationship and to interact with it, as in all things, purposefully.